Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another review. And as you guys know, I like to bring you the latest in streaming. Usually it's Netflix. And today I have another Netflix original that just dropped last weekend on Friday. And it's done very well. In fact, if I read correctly, it's the most successful opening in Netflix history, which is, you know, pretty big. They've had some pretty big openings. Now, Netflix is starting to be known for these big budget movies, and this one, the budget clocked in at around $200 million, which is huge. And it's currently streaming number one, and it's called Red Notice, starring Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, and Gal Gadot. I think that's how you say her name. But besides all this star power, what does $200 million get you in this kind of a movie? Well, what is it about? Well, it starts out with a whole bunch of exposition, the MacGuffin, if you will. I don't want to be too technical, but that's the plot device that drives this thing forward. They pretty much explain this whole thing with Cleopatra's eggs, and there's like these three bejeweled eggs. They know where two of them are, but one of them they don't know. So that's what the thieves will be going after, or these heists anyway. But anyway, we catch up to John, Dwayne's character. He's an FBI agent, and he's a profiler that specializes in art thieves. And he's working with Interpol to stop the theft of one of the eggs that are on display. Now, in the museum, they catch Nolan, Reynolds' character, in the act, and they go on this big old chase around the museum, a lot of parkour stuff. It's pretty cool, and he gets away. Then we get this time jump of a few days, and we jump locations, and John actually is outsmarted him, and he's there waiting for him in his home for Nolan there, and on this island place. And they arrest him, and they recover the egg, and, you know, end of story, right? Well, John is about to catch his flight home when Interpol stops him, and it turns out the egg that they recovered was a fake, and now there's all this evidence that's pointing towards John that he isn't who he says he is, and he's actually in on stealing that egg. So Interpol, since they can't prove who he is, they decide to arrest him and knock him up with Nolan until they sort it all out. Now, he's in jail with Nolan, and, you know, they're discussing who might have set him up, and it comes back to this person called the Bishop. Now, fast forward, the warden wants to see them. And when they go to see the warden, turns out the bishop is in the office there waiting to talk to him. That's Gail's character. Now, she's taken possession of the real egg from the first heist. And she said, hey, if you guys tell me where that third egg is, well, not you guys, but Nolan's character, you tell me where this third egg is, and I'll get you guys out of here. He refuses to tell her where this third egg is. So she said, okay, fine, I'll leave you here, and you know where to call me, and, you know, we can discuss it later. So John and Nolan decide to team up and escape. So, you know, basically John wants to prove his innocence, but Nolan, you know, he wants to beat her to stealing these eggs and proves he's the best art thief, right? So they escape and they head to the location of the second egg and trying to beat her and keep her from stealing it first. And that's where I'm going to stop. There's not really much else to say about this one. It's a race between Team John and Nolan against the Bishop to steal the second and the third eggs once they find out where, you know, the location of that is. While John's trying to arrest the Bishop and get his life back. So what did the pros think? Well, the pros did not think much of this one at all. They came in at a pretty rotten 36%, with the audience at a very fresh 92% on the rotten scale. A huge divide, which, you know, I'll get into why that is later. But what did I think? Well, let's start with the positives first. And just what I thought when I saw the lineup, at least between Johnson and Reynolds, and Gail was actually pretty good as well. There's a great chemistry between all the leads, Johnson, Reynolds, and Gail. they all look like they were having a lot of fun, and it definitely translates on the screen. And actually, I kind of wonder how much of this dialogue was improvised, because some of it seemed that way. It seemed supernatural and, you know, seemed like genuine laughs and things like that. Now, there are some really nice set pieces here. The chase at the beginning, the prison break, the whole third egg chase thing that went down. All of that's really exciting and very well done. The story is pretty basic, and it reminded me of one of those old-school cop buddy movies. Same basic formula, anyway. But it did have some twists and turns along the way to keep you on your toes, which you should figure out if you pay attention. I mean, they're pretty much hidden in plain sight. You can't really miss it if you're looking for it, I should say. However, I do have a few negatives, but they're not major negatives at all. First, I gotta say Ryan Reynolds. Now, I liked him in this, but he has been playing the same character for several movies now, and he's getting dangerously close to this act getting stale. I really don't want to see him playing the same character, this type of character again, until he reprises his role in Deadpool. Deadpool, that's what that character's for. I don't want to see him dragging that same act throughout all these other movies, so that's just a little heads up to Ryan Reynolds, in case somebody knows him and listens to this, you can kind of relay that to him. Pick a different role, Ryan. You can do other things. You might not want to get typecast in the same role over and over again. This movie is just full of the most impossible situations that just work out. You know, this is the opposite of Mission Impossible. You know how those Mission Impossible movies, they plan everything down to the ultimate detail, and still something goes wrong, but the solution is still plausible in the moment and the way they work it out? Well, you won't get any of that here. If logic is what you want to go for here, then that's going to be a problem, and you're not going to like this one. You're just going to get frustrated by how things work out. There's a lot of action here, but it's very low-stakes movie action. And what I mean by that, there are going to be a lot of bullets and explosions and things flying around. No one ever gets hit. People fall long distances and things. People don't really get hurt. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, there's no suspense there because there's no tension. Everybody's going to be okay. It's nothing that's, you know, there's no sense of danger. But again, these are really just nitpicks on my part because it really wasn't the point of this kind of a movie. And I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And yeah, I did. I enjoyed this one a lot. I would put this one right at an 80% on the Rotten scale. 93% is way too high. That's reserved for, you know, the best of the best. Yeah, this movie's not that good. But it's way better than the critics give it credit for. This is a definition of a popcorn movie. Just turn your brain off and enjoy. It has a perfect cast, plenty of witty banter, great action set pieces, a lot of globe-trotting in the story, a lot of locations, so you never get bored with it. It's just a big, dumb action movie, and that's okay. That's okay. It doesn't have to be serious. And the critics got way too in the weeds with it, and that's why they didn't like it. So if you just sit back and enjoy this and just don't think about it too much, you're going to have a lot of fun with it. Now, I will say this. If I had to get dressed, get in my car, drive to the theater, pay the, depending on where you live, on average, it's $15. I may feel differently about this one. I probably wouldn't score it so high. But sitting around in my living room and I can just turn this on and just watch it and just have fun, yeah, I can't imagine this not being a must stream for you right now if you're just going to watch it at home. But yeah, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence, although this one was a pretty high budget. But yeah, all streaming platforms, Instagram, Facebook, check me out there. I post my links and posters on that one. And yeah, that's about it. And I will be back again, of course. This is an early review for the week. Actually, I watched it over the weekend, just didn't get a chance to record it. So I'm dropping it today. But yeah, of course, you know, you're going to get at least one more episode this week. I'm not sure if I'm going to go to the bigger budget thing that's out in the theater, or I'm going to continue to catch up on the streaming stuff, or maybe I'll do a little bit of both. But in order to find out, you got to tune in for the next episode. So definitely, again, come back, like, share, subscribe, all of that good stuff. I appreciate you guys, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.